5 spot.
Zero.
Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons. Heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Hey, you guys suck. Because you know why? You're working hard. That's our audience right there. Do you LARP at work? You told us you LARP at work. You gotta push all the buttons. There you go. Sorry. That's Pablo's fault on that one.
Dang it, Pablo. Just kidding.
He's already LARPing.
I did and I didn't. And I can say it because I used to work here when I did it. But as a reporter, I was hyper productive and I would get my stories done most of the time pretty early. But as a reporter, I was still responsible for going live during the top and bottom of the hour.
So what'd you do between, let's say, 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock?
And Martha's out there nodding her head as a news director. I would stay here my full shift. But in between my live hits, sometimes I was... Most of the time I was working ahead on stories and trying to be super productive for the next day, but I also might have been just like surfing the web, scrolling on the Instagram.
She's talking about, you have to have enough tabs up there that you know right which one to go back to.
My cubicle, everyone could see my two monitors, so I couldn't be like, you know, just like scrolling on watching Netflix at my desk, but it's also like keep enough tabs open so if somebody walks by, Allie's looking at AP, she's researching in a story, whatever. Meanwhile, on the other tab, I could be looking at, you know, the latest trends with the Taylor Swift world or something.
Oh, that's big time. So these are people out there. There's a bunch of people out there who say, I work about 88% and the other 20% is theater. Production theater, if you will, at work. All right, let's go with you, Heidi, who still works here. So be careful because Martha's whirling out there. What's your go-to pretend move when you want to do something?
I don't know if it's considered LARPing, but reading news articles.
Yeah.
That have nothing to do with anything you're reporting on.
Well, maybe they're not local or maybe it's not, you know, good for radio, but it's my job to be informed.
Mm-hmm. It's something's on your screen and you're looking productive. It's me tapping these papers, typing, and doing
that's
things.
Her typing.
I just gotta minimize TMZ real fast.
You and I will talk about. I think so and so's date and such, but I saw them somewhere else, and you're like, "Well, let's check it out." All right, so wise man.
What? Oh yeah,
you're wise man. I know you've got him because I go in with you guys. You guys do. What do you do?
Careful what you say there, Chad. Spreadsheets. Large, unexplainable spreadsheets everywhere.
So many numbers.
So many spreadsheets. My job has nothing to do with numbers, but I got spreadsheets for
you
days.
You do. You know why? I know why.
Fantasy baseball.
Speaking of nerds, fantasy baseball.
But you know what? If you have TMZ pulled up on your computer, it's easy for somebody to walk by and be like, oh, Heidi's looking at TMZ. She's not working. You walk by my desk and you see a large spreadsheet. You're like, oof, I don't want to even ask what that's about.
Or they could ask and they'd be like, Steve, your job has nothing to do with spreadsheets. What are you doing right now? Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm actually tallying my sales from my side job that now is counteracting your work at your current job.
But see, because you have your Saturday show in sports, you can say that you're prepping ahead.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
That's exactly. Now, Pablo, I know what Pablo does. Pablo?
Hey, guys, I got to go. I'm sorry. My son's calling me. I got to take this phone call. Yeah. I'll be back.
You don't have a son.
He doesn't have a son.
I got to take a phone call for my daughter.
You don't have one of those either.
Somebody.
I got to take a call for somebody important.
Somebody's bound to call him.
He is, he's a YouTube-y guy. We all are. We all do. I come in there. I watch soccer. I mean, I do work 900 hours a day, but I watch soccer.
900 hours. Look at that program.
I see when you have the soccer game up.
Yeah, we do. We go in there. Yesterday there was baseball up, and then the soccer was up. That's what we watch. We do that here.